is Albert Gottfried, and I'm here with my co-host Frank Santopadre, and this is another edition of Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions with black blues singer Kneeless.
He's Kneeless.
For a while there, I was adding a few body parts back, but I think I'm on the slide again.
The good news is there is such a thing as a knee replacement.
Yes.
Right. I don't know about the head.
But he doesn't have, he was born without legs.
Born without insurance.
Yes.
Hi, Paul.
Hi. How are you?
How many more of these are we going to do this summer?
I don't know.
We're running out of body parts.
These are the dog days of August.
I still have tongue with which to speak.
Yeah.
When I become tongueless,
I'm really... Oh, that'll be next.
That'll be next.
Frank's going crazy on the effects button out there. That was interesting.
Yeah.
So, Gil.
Yes.
Who's playing with their bottle? That's Gilbert.
That's Gilbert.
Me.
I was like, oh, what the hell that was?
That was me adding sound effects.
That's the sound of the booth at Nutmeg crumbling in on itself.
Yes.
I thought it was Raybone's limbs regenerating. This week, we thought we would do a Producer of the Month episode.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I guess okay.
Okay.
Hey, we've got some.
This is from listener Ray Gustini. He's one of my people.
Yes.
I assume it's Gustini and not Justini, because then he would have an I in there, but he does not. We do this on Patreon from time to time. We do Producer of the Month. We do Gilbert Sings.
Yeah.
Our listeners, our faithful listeners, write in. They post. You can do it too.
Yeah.
You can, not you personally. No. I'm just speaking to our listeners. You can go to patreon.com/GilbertGottfried, and you can make suggestions for songs if you want Gilbert. Gilbert did that wonderful rendition of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road as Peter Lorre that changed people's lives. A couple of weeks ago, he did I Am Woman.
Oh, that's right.
That was beautiful for the Me Too movement. Perfectly timed. And people can make suggestions, too, for Producer of the Month episodes, and we will sort through them and find one that we can actually manage and pull off. And this week's is Ray's idea. And he wants to talk about the guest killers and murderers of Columbo.
Oh, excellent.
Isn't that an interesting premise?
That's an excellent one.
Yes.
I mean, Dick Van Dyke.
There's a bunch. But how many can you name off the top of your head that were podcast guests?
Okay, well, Dick Van Dyke's one.
Yes, he is.
Let's
see how far you get with this.
Lee Grant never did.
Lee Grant was in the pilot.
Oh,
she was in the second pilot.
Good. Okay.
Second Columbo pilot.
So Dick Van Dyke, Lee Grant.
She's in Ransom for a Dead Man, which was the second.
Larry Storch, I think, was on.
Larry Storch was not a killer.
He wasn't a killer.
No.
But I have a feeling he may have done a guest appearance.
I couldn't find Larry Storch.
No?
But as long as we're doing podcasts.
Oh, listen, there's one other thing I wanted to ask you about.
There you go. I didn't find Larry Storch. Did you find Larry Storch in your research?
Yeah, did he ever play
Kneeless Raybone?
Like a guest appearance.
I'll tell you who I did find. You got Dick Van Dyke and Lee Grant. Dick Van Dyke's in a very famous episode.
I saw Peter Falk and Lee Grant on Broadway years ago in Prisoner of Second Avenue.
Yeah. That must have been great.
That was terrific.
Yeah. Of course, the movie was Lemon and Anne Bancroft, I guess. People didn't. Here's what I have. You have any other guesses at podcast guests who were killers? I also have two podcast guests who were victims.
Oh, geez.
How about that?
Okay. My mind always goes blank when.
All right, you got two of them.
Yeah,
you got Dick Van Dyke, who is the killer in the episode Negative Reaction from season 4, which is one of the more memorable episodes.
Yeah, he's a photographer.
Correct. But you didn't get Joyce Van Patten.
Oh.
Who was the murderer in season 6 episode Old Fashioned Murder.
Oh.
Our friend Joyce Van Patten, who we adore. The other one you didn't get was someone who co-starred with you. And I believe Back by Midnight.
Ooh.
And he was a podcast guest.
Let's see.
Does Ed Begley Jr. mean anything to you?
Oh!
Ed Begley Jr. was the killer in Columbo episode 64 called Undercover. And one of his victims was Burt Young.
Oh, my God.
I love that they also got celebrities to play the victims.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what's fun.
So they're only there for a few minutes, right?
Yeah. And the last one I found, did I find another killer? No, but I found two Gilbert podcast guests who were victims of murders on Columbo. Greg Evigan.
Oh.
In episode 6.
Or as I would have called him, Glenn.
Glenn Evigan.
Yeah.
Glenn Evigan was the victim in episode 61, A Bird in the Hand. And Julie Newmar. Julie Newmar. Yeah. I lost the episode, but now, Julie Newmar was a victim. Oh, wait, I got a third one. Julie Newmar was a victim in episode 17, Double Shock. And Chuck McCann was a victim of Robert Culp's in episode 21, Double Exposure. So there you go.
Robert Culp would have been a great guest.
He would have been wonderful. We could have talked about Demon with a Glass Hand.
Ooh.
And all kinds of other
Outer
stuff.
Limits.
And
yeah,
written by Harlan Ellison, who also passed away, which we haven't mentioned. I mentioned it on Facebook.
And as far as a villain who came back twice on Columbo was Jack Cassidy.
Correct. I was going to ask you about that. I have a little quiz for you later.
Ooh, okay.
But I'll save it. Paul, what?
Because I remember with the Jack, one of them, he's a magician.
Yes. Yeah, like a Harry Blackstone kind of.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at the end of the episode, when it's revealed that he's the killer and he's being arrested, Jack Cassidy says to Falk, he goes, "I thought I commit the perfect murder." And he says, "There's no such a thing, sir. That's only an illusion."
That's great.
That's a pretty good Peter Falk.
That's a damn good
You've
Peter
been
Falk.
Holding out on me for 200 shows. Frankie, did you ever hear him do his Peter Falk?
I just did like a minute ago.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
How about Peter Falk singing Climb Every Mountain?
Yeah. You know, when Kevin Pollak does it, he moves his eye.
Yeah.
It's very impressive.
So I got a couple trivia points here. Jack Cassidy had how many appearances as killer?
I thought two.
Three.
Three.
I don't know which they were bringing him back.
And one other person had three appearances as a killer, which was Robert Culp.
Robert Culp. Yeah, okay. That I knew.
But
they kept bringing Robert Culp back.
Who had more than any other times was a killer four times?
Ooh.
You mean more than Culp and Cassidy?
More than Culp and Cassidy were second place with three each.
Jeez.
Four times. And you know him from another, mainly known from another series. Patrick McGowan.
Oh, Patrick McGowan. They brought him.
There was that famous one with Donald Pleasance.
Yes.
I was going to
ask you about that one, too. I have to strike that one from the quiz.
Okay.
There are two people who played a killer twice. William Shatner.
Yes.
Who I also remember, I think, was in Twilight Zone twice. Or was he more than twice?
Twice at least.
The diner thing and the creature on the plane.
I think that was it.
And then the other killer, the other person was a killer twice, George Hamilton.
Oh.
So there you go.
Put his victims in a tanning booth. Locked him in a tanning booth. Yeah.
And he had two. Falk had two of his friends on, John Cassavetes and Gazzara.
Oh yes,
that's right.
I didn't know you were such a Columbo watcher.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be able to stump you.
Yeah.
His second wife, Shira Denise.
Yes.
Appeared in six episodes between 76 and 97.
Yeah. A little backstory, too, on the show Columbo, which was created by the great William Link.
They wanted Bing Crosby.
You got me.
That's it.
Who was the other actor they wanted besides Bing Crosby? Who else did they approach?
Ooh.
Crosby didn't want to give up his golf game.
I think
it was Lee J. Cobb.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, he would have been good.
Yeah, Lee J. Cobb. Director Richard Irving convinced Levinson, Richard Levinson.
I think for a while they wanted Skelton Knaggs.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was Scatman Crothers.
Yes.
They wanted for Columbo.
Skelton.
Boy, now Scatman Crothers would have been a great guest.
Let's do a whole episode called People Who Died Before We Started the Show.
That's right.
That would have been a great guest.
That's right. Colossal obsessions of the dead.
Then we'll do one called Better Podcast Ideas than the one we had.
See, like Columbo, it was like I always thought at the end, somebody like a cop should come in and go, you know, you really don't have a case here. Like there was one where he said, you know, with John Cassavetes, that he was wearing a flower in his lapel, and then it wasn't there. And I thought the worst lawyer in the country could have gotten them all saying, what the fuck are you
talking about? Well, they had to come up with 69 episodes of this thing.
So do you want to hear some of the other celebrity killers?
No, because I'm going to save those for the quiz.
Okay, save those for the quiz.
But you can give me other Columbo-related trivia if you have it.
Let me see what I have
off of
here.
Gilbert and Gilbert's comment about Bing Crosby. Yeah, Cobb was unavailable. Crosby turned it down because he felt it would take too much time away from the Lynx.
And he wanted to beat his kids more.
He needed more time. He wanted to spend more time beating his family. Yeah. Right. That's a beautiful.
It's very time consuming.
Old excuse.
And it was Buddy Hackett who said, you want to know why Bing Crosby would beat his kids? It's because Bing Crosby couldn't get a hard on.
Oh, what other podcast? I ask you, ladies and gentlemen. Will you get Peter Falk and Buddy Hackett impressions and a Skelton Knaggs reference just tossed in?
All right. I hope this isn't part of your quiz. Let me try one question.
As long as it's not about a bad guy.
It's what is Columbo's first name?
Yeah, it's hardly ever said.
It's not John.
I happen to know it because it's a name that I care very much about. It's Frank.
It's Frank?
Yeah.
Well, according to this, I don't know what have I got here? This is from an online site called the Columbo File. They say the lieutenant's first name is never revealed, but they have here a photo that looks very much like it says Frank Columbo.
I've seen it in other places.
Yeah.
We'll throw this out to our Columbo file.
There was that really bad mistake of a show, Mrs. Columbo.
Mrs. Columbo, starring who?
Oh, who was it?
God, this name is right on the was she in a Star Trek?
She sure was.
Also?
Yes, she sure was.
Mulgrew?
Kate Mulgrew!
Kate Mulgrew!
Gilbert
Godfrey. My God.
Gilbert Godfrey!
Excellent.
She's been in that very chair, Gilbert.
Kate Mulgrew been in here
to record?
She's
been in there, yep.
Oh, how about that? Not bad, Gil.
That
you
one
exhausted?
Would have killed me.
You're exhausted? Yeah.
I'd have given my right eye for the Columbo information.
Is she Captain Janeway? Are we
Captain Janeway.
Any Trekkers? Any Trekkies here? but who, Mr. Smartass, who was the first actor to portray Columbo on the stage? The first appearance. Well, let me go back. William Link and Richard Levinson. Link created the character. He's still alive, William Link. We should find him. He's 84.
Well, let's wait.
Created the character. This was first performed. The stage play was called Prescription Murder, and it was first performed at the Curran, C-U-R-R-A-N, that's Curran Theater in San Francisco in 1962. An Oscar winner played him. Do you know who it is? He was 70 years old at the time.
No.
Uncle Billy. Thomas Mitchell.
Wow.
Uncle Billy from It's a Wonderful Life. Thomas Mitchell was the original Columbo. He died of cancer while the play was touring and out-of-town tryouts. It was his last role. And then in 68, that play was made into a two-hour television movie.
See, that him dying of cancer is something I would have come up with.
And saved for the end of the show. For as we were signing off.
To make people kill themselves.
Yeah. It was turned into a two-hour television movie. It's actually relevant because it's 50 years ago. It's 68. We love to talk about 68 and 78. And 50 years ago, that was the television debut.
Well, I remember...
Of Peter Falk.
It was
Columbo.
Part of Name of the Game, wasn't it?
No, it was part of the NBC Mystery Movie.
Oh, Mystery Movie,
yeah, the Name
yes.
of the Game was its own series.
Name of the Game was the magazine with the weird stuff that would...
Yeah, that was the show
Tony
with
Franciosa,
Gene Barry and
Gene
Tony
Barry,
Franciosa.
Yeah.
And Tony and Gene Barry is relevant here because he was the killer in the first Columbo pilot. Which was Prescription Murder.
Yes.
That I was getting to. but also, it was Columbo was played by another actor, and I never heard of this actor. He was played by Bert Fried, a character actor with a thatch of gray hair.
I was sure you'd know who that was.
Actually, I'm wrong. He was the first actor to play Columbo, and Thomas Mitchell was the second actor to play Columbo. So I stand corrected. Thomas Mitchell, of course, I know. I never heard of. Did you ever hear of this character?
No.
This actor, Bert Fried?
Was Thomas Mitchell in a production of Death of a Salesman?
He may have been. He may have been.
Like as Happy or
he's
Biff?
He's in a production of. He's in a. He plays Santa in a bad production of Miracle on 34th
Ooh.
Street. And of course, he was the Scarlett O'Hara's father.
Yes.
In Gone with the Wind. If people don't know, It's a Wonderful Life. Shame on you. So Bert Fried was the first actor to play Columbo. Thomas Mitchell was the second actor to play Columbo. And who directed, I know Rayburn's already on this, who directed the first legit Columbo episode that was not a pilot? And the killer in that was Jack Cassidy. That's the one you're talking about,
yes.
Murder by the Book. Who was the director?
Was he ever heard from again?
He was
this?
Certainly heard from again. As a matter of fact,
not Spielberg.
It is, in fact,
oh
Steven
God.
Spielberg.
How did you do that?
Who I believe was 25 years old.
Yeah, because he had also directed that three-story episode of the Twilight. No,
Night Gallery.
Yeah, he directed with Joan Crawford.
That must have been Crawford.
Right, either just before or just after Jaws, because wasn't he 26?
And Roddy McDowell.
Well before Jaws. That.
No, but Jaws, he was in his 20s, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was 27.
Oh, okay.
But this is 1971.
Okay.
So, no, my math is off. He was 20. I think he was 25 here. People can look up his birthday and do the math. I know he was very young, and I know that Peter Falk supposedly recognized his talent right away and said, this kid's too good for Columbo.
This kid's too good for Columbo.
That's pretty good. All right, let me quiz you.
He should do a movie with, I don't know, a shark or something.
Yeah, he was doing television in those days, and yes, the Night Gallery.
Yeah, he did a lot of
TV. And then he also did, what was it called, The Duel?
Well, that was...
The truck?
Yeah,
yes,
that was
with
Dennis Weaver.
Oh, that was, what a great movie
and
that is.
That was terrific.
Terrific movie called Something Evil with Sandy Duncan.
We will return to Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast after this.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Okay, Gil, here's the quiz. Let me see how many. You already named a couple of these.
Yeah.
This comes from the Fun Trivia site. Suitable for Framing pits the shabby-looking detective against an art critic who murdered his uncle and then tries to pin the deed on his aunt. Does this ring a bell?
Oh, no.
Name the actor who gained fame as a detective on TV's... This will give it away. Was it Ross Martin, John Cassavetes, Robert Conrad, or Nicole Williamson? You don't know this episode.
I'm going to say Ross Martin.
Ross Martin is correct.
Ah!
Ding, ding.
His claim to fame was Artemis Gordon in Wild Wild West, but he played a psychotic blackmailer stalking Lee Remick in the terrific silver screen gem Experiment in Terror, also directed by Blake Edwards, if people don't know that movie. This one you knew. This actor played one of the most sympathetic killers in the series. He disposed of his spendthrift brother in order to save the family winery. in an episode called Any Old Port in a Storm.
So that was the Donald Pleasance.
Donald Pleasance.
Yeah.
Yeah. The choices they give here are Donald Pleasance, Charles Gray, Kurt Jurgens, or Patrick McGowan. They're trying to throw you off by giving you other Bond villains.
Yeah, he also, I think in that, he when they're drinking the wine in the car, and he says, you know, he tells Columbo, this is an excellent choice, and he says, it's the only thing I really cared about.
There you go. Another extra bonus. A Donald Pleasance impersonation.
But it's more popular than you think.
The kids are clamoring for Donald Pleasance impersonation.
Most impressionists get up and go, but if it was Donald Pleasance, it might go something like this.
Let's see if you or Raybone. You're a wonder. Let's see if you or Raybone knows this one. The episode Swan Song featured this timeless country western singer.
Johnny Cash.
Look at
Johnny
you. Cash. How'd you know that? I was going to give you choices. How'd you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you talking about when you said you have all kinds of useless stuff in your head? That's
oh, boy, do I ever.
In the episode Requiem for a Falling Star, I know our Columbo listeners are jumping on these or screaming at these, screaming at their device. Columbo simultaneously pursues and idolizes a former matinee idol whose secretary died in a suspicious fire.
Mm.
Does this ring a bell? Was the killer played by Faye Dunaway, Betty Davis, Anne Francis, or Anne Baxter?
I'll just grabbing out of my ass, I'll say Anne Baxter.
You will be correct. Her famous portrayal of an attractive aspirant willing to do whatever it takes to become a marquee actress in All About Eve is the most notable of her 40-year career. Maybe you'll know this one. Famous as a child actor from the Our Gang comedies, this performer plays a senatorial candidate who murders his campaign manager, then attempts to frame it as an attempt on his own life. Was it Jackie Coogan, Mickey Rooney, Robert Blake, or Jackie Cooper?
Ooh.
Well, we know two of those were not Our Gang members, so you got a choice of two.
Ooh.
There you go.
Wow. So it's either Jackie Cooper
or Robert Blake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raybone,
have a guess?
I say, I'm going to wait for Gilbert because I saw it in the research.
I'm going to say Cooper.
You're going to be right again. Three out of three.
Wow.
Yep.
And what do we have for our guest this week?
Nothing. Your old knees. In a rare role as a baddie, this veteran of Disney films and a successful 60s sitcom shines as Paul Galesko, a world-famous photographer who murders his wife and then pins the crime on an unsuspecting ex-convict. That's the Dick Van Dyke episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll give you one more. Let me see. How do we stump Gilbert Gottfried? No, you already mentioned Patrick McGowan, so we won't go to him. In Try and Catch Me, this veteran of stage and screen match wits with Columbo as a mystery writer who exacts her own special vengeance on the shiftless husband of her now-deceased niece. Who is this actress? Was it Lillian Gish, Helen Hayes, Geraldine Page, or Ruth Gordon?
Ooh.
I'll give you a hint.
Yeah.
She bit George Siegel on the ass in Where's
Ruth
Papa?
Ruth Gordon.
Very good. Very, very, very good.
You know, I was leaning toward that one anyway.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
You did very well for a guy who was only guessing. I'll go through these very, very quickly by season. Spielberg directed the first legit episode, Murder by the Book. The killer was Jack Cassidy. One of his victims was Martin Milner.
Yeah.
Robert Culp was the killer in the second one, then Eddie Albert, then Ross Martin, who we talked about, Roddy McDowell in episode six, Patrick O'Neill. Remember that actor?
Yeah.
Who was his victim in that episode?
Ooh.
Episode number nine, Blueprint for Murder. Mm. Forrest Tucker.
Forrest Tucker.
Must have made an interesting chalk outline.
Yes.
John Cassavetes was the killer in episode 10, Etude in Black, then Ray Milland, Robert Culp again, Richard Basehart.
Oh,
Richard Basehart.
Ann Baxter, we talked about. Leonard Nimoy was the killer in episode 15, A Stitch in Crime.
A Stitch in Crime.
And then Lawrence Harvey in The Most Dangerous Match. I do not have plots for these. And Martin Landau in a dual role in the episode called Double Shock. And the person he, one of the people he killed was Julie Newmar. And the other was Paul Stewart, from Citizen, also from Citizen Kane.
Oh, wow.
Who I believe we talked about.
Yes.
On this show with Tony Roberts.
Yeah, he was doing that accent
in
Citizen Kane.
Who was he in Citizen Kane?
He's the...
He would talk like that.
He's the reporter.
No, I think he was someone who worked for Kane.
Is he?
And he's doing like a European accent.
Isn't he the reporter doing the investigation? Do I have this wrong?
Was it Alan Ladd who was the reporter?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think Alan Ladd was the
reporter.
Right.
Yeah. You're right.
And he's got white hair, and because he says to him, he goes, "Well, is there anything else that I can tell you? I have
many stories. Paul Stewart's the manservant.
Yeah.
What's the matter with me? I can tell you
about Mr. Kane.
Yeah. Vera Miles played the murderer. Martin Sheen was her victim. Donald Pleasance, Jackie Cooper, we talked about. Robert Culp. Here's your other Jack Cassidy episode, Publish or Perish, episode 22. Jose Ferrer killed Lou Ayres in episode 23. Mind Over Mayhem. Johnny Cash, we talked about. His victim was Ida Lupino. Richard Kiley. All these great actors.
Yeah.
You know, we talk about shows that are time capsules. This is one of those shows. But
you make a great point that they got celebrity, well-known actors in for the victims, which is very unusual
because
they're only on screen for the first few minutes, most of these people, presumably.
Robert Conrad. Dick Van Dyke killed Don Gordon, somebody we wanted on this podcast. Patrick McGoohan, Robert Vaughn was a killer. Oscar Werner was a killer, and George Hamilton we talked about. And yeah, they brought back Jack Cassidy again. Oh, here's the one where he's the magician. Now You See Him.
Oh, okay.
That's season 5, 1976. And who was his victim? You'll love this. Nehemiah Persoff.
Oh! Nehemiah Persoff, because it takes place in Vegas, and he's the casino owner.
Correct, yes.
And Nehemiah Persoff knows that Jack Cassidy was a former Nazi.
Yes, that is correct. Now, here's a Columbo episode that should have been written by Gilbert Gottfried. This is episode 40. It's called The Bye Bye Sky High IQ Murder Case.
Ooh.
The killer was Theodore Bickel.
Ooh.
And his victim was Sorrel Book.
Oh! Why I didn't write that one.
I don't know how you managed to not write that one. This may be my favorite, though. Murder Under Glass, episode 42. The killer, directed by Jonathan Demme.
Yeah.
No less, a young Jonathan Demme. The killer was Louis Jourdan.
Ah.
And his victim was Frank Pantangeli, Michael V. Gozzo.
Oh.
Pretty cool stuff. Yeah. So we actually managed to connect Columbo to some Gilbert Gottfried podcast guests.
There you go.
And Gilbert impressed once again.
I'd like to see some of those again. I forgot how good those were.
I think I'm going to get those on DVD do a binge or see if they're on Netflix or whatever. I didn't know you knew so much about the show.
I know.
Yeah.
And I never considered myself a major fan of Columbo.
You did pretty well.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were the, you mentioned the... You mentioned the NBC mystery movie.
Yes.
Columbo was a part of the NBC mystery movie. Do you know why, as I take us out?
Ooh.
Falk refused to commit to the arduous schedule required for an episode that would air every week. In fact, it would mean shooting an episode every 5 days, so the network arranged for the Columbo segments to air once a month on Wednesday nights. The high quality of Columbo... Can you name the other three shows that it debuted with?
Okay, well, that was Name of the Game.
No, that was its own series, the Name of the Game.
McMillan and Wife?
Correct.
One
was a Western.
Oh, with Dennis Weaver. Was that the one that was like the Clint Eastwood one?
Yeah, it was sort of a knockoff of Clint Eastwood's Coogan's Bluff.
Oh, God.
Called McCloud.
McCloud, yes. Yeah.
The other one was an actual Western. The one that I was going for was Heck Ramsey with Richard Boone.
Oh.
Who was famous for Have Gun Will Travel. The high quality of Columbo, McMillan and Wife, and McCloud was due in large part to the extra time spent on each episode. It was called a wheel show. A wheel show, coined to describe this format. How about that? That was the Sunday night, I think it was the, was it the Sunday night mystery movie or the, I don't know. There was one on Wednesday and there was one on Sunday and they called it the NBC mystery movie. And then they did it again. They repeated that formula. There was one with Tony Curtis called McCoy.
Oh, yeah.
There was one with, I think, the black actor James McKeachin called Tenafly. I think the Snoops.
Tenafly, I remember.
I think the Snoop Sisters with Helen Hayes was part of the, was a wheel show. I can't remember. Our listeners will know. And they're screaming.
Yeah, Tenafly didn't last long.
There was Tenafly. There was, I think Tony Curtis was a con man. Who got out of jail and then solved crimes, and definitely the Snoop Sisters, and I can't remember the other one. There was one. There was something called Faraday and Company, or
that
does any of this ring
familiar.
A bell? Yeah,
I don't know.
And the NBC mystery movies. That's good nostalgia.
Yeah,
let's hear a little Falk as we go out.
Oh well, I just old business. I just remember.
You got old business.
Yes.
Good. Take us out on it.
Darren and I got a call from Bill Macy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Jackie Mason called you.
No.
How's Bill?
Bill was sounded great on this call.
Good, good.
He was up. He was like, had a lot of energy. He was cursing us out.
Did he threaten to show you his dick again?
Yes.
Okay.
He was so Bill Macy is still crazy as ever.
He's going strong.
Yeah.
Bill.
I have a Bill Macy theory.
Let's hear it. Yeah.
On the mini we did, when Dara was trying to get him kind of through you guys to tell the story about when he was in the hospital.
Yes, yes.
But his wife was sitting next to him.
Yeah.
On the other side.
Oh, he didn't want to tell it with his wife sitting
I think he felt embarrassed and he was just sort of pretending nothing ever happened.
Maybe. Bill doesn't strike me as the guy who feels embarrassed.
No.
Anyway, we want to thank listener Ray Gustini for that fun idea.
Yeah.
Okay, and to take us out, Columbo. Excuse me, sir. I know you're busy, sir, and I don't want to bother you. This has been Gilbert and Frank's Amazing Colossal Obsessions. You know, the wife and I, we watch this show all the time. This is our favorite show, because, you know, my wife, she likes trivia. And, you know, she gets angry at me because if I don't know the name of an actor or something. So it's a very entertaining show. And neither one of us knows what the fuck Paul Raybon
does. It's a Columbo-esque takedown of Paul Raybon.
I never liked Columbo.
We'll see you next week.
Oh, there's just one more thing.